Because it's so off time-wise, because it's so TV-based, is you're not going to ever miss a game in the NCAA tournament. So you're never going to start it early. So I remember there was one game that went long, and we're sitting there, we're waiting. Scott Hetbach, you know, comes in and says, guys, sit down. We're doing this, this, and this, and we're going to get you guys ready for what needs to happen. So I think having that, and I know Snyder did the same thing. Jim Snyder did that, the Wisconsin strength coach, to get those guys ready. I remember talking about it on air. Pitt was just sitting there waiting for the game to be over with, and you didn't see a single Wisconsin player come out because there was a method to what they were trying to get done. And I think it kind of explains what Wisconsin's about. They know what they need to do, how they need to go about it. It's just, it's different than most schools.
Yeah, and it certainly paid off for this team after an 0-for-10 from the three-point line in the first half. Now, a lot of other factors went into it, not the least of which is you got the best free throw shooting team in the country here right now at better than 86%. Butchie, they get their frequency as well. It's one thing if you're shooting a high percentage, but you're not taking a ton of shots. But for a team that shoots the three as often as Wisconsin does, it still gets to the foul line. That's impressive.
Well, that's the thing to me is the amount that they get there because they continue to attack. A lot of teams, when they're 0-for-10, they're going to say, okay, put pressure on the rim, put pressure at the rim, and then they'll stop. The thing with this Wisconsin team is they don't stop attacking the rim and knowing when. Now, it helps that you got John Tanjay and you've got John Blackwell, who are really good at attacking the rim. When you look at their strengths, yes, they're shooting the ball at an elite level, but they're attacking that rim always, and their focus is to get there first, and now they have that they can shoot it. It's a really hard guard.
And focus, a key word here today against a Chicago team that's 0-8. You know, Bo Ryan always talked about this, great guard the same. When you're going through the scouting reports, you never talk about record, but these still might be pretty young guys, but they weren't born last night. They know what Chicago State's record is, so stay focused in what you do well. Stick with that here today.
Well, and as a player, the toughest thing is, you know, this is a stat game. This is a pad the stat game. So how do you keep that out of your mind? How do you keep that out of your team, knowing that the best team is we, not I? Because this is a game that becomes an I game really quickly. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just human nature.
Yeah.
You realize, hey, I can go and get mine tonight. I can go break off a play and go score because we're playing against a team that's 0-8 that struggles against some things.
And that's where a coach would say, that's why we have a lot of chairs over here. We got a guy straying.
Correct.
We'll see how this unfolds here today. Kelly Pfeiffer, Rob Kinnaman, and John Floyd are your officials here today. Back. The home white cardinal trimmed 13 games, including a win in the CBI, a tournament win for them. Gerald Gilliam was their coach, but he left to be the assistant head coach at Long Island University, program led by Rod Strickland. Toss and tap is an illegal one as a Oh, you saw this at
Another
Greenbrier,
foul.
Right?
I saw this in Greenbrier, absolutely. And it's the jump ball.
Yeah, foul.
And you try to put the elbow and your forearm in so that the taller player can't jump.
So they get the foul there on Cameron Jernigan. So that's how the game begins. It'll be Wisconsin ball. So two out of the last three games now you've seen.
And we've been through it. There hasn't been any rule changes, but it's something that must be talked about because, like you said, two of the last three, we've seen that foul called.
So that makes two times maybe in your basketball life where you have seen that call, right?
Well, and it's one of those things as a player, something Bo taught us to do all the time, to be honest. And we never got called for it, so. The reason I know what they're doing is because it was taught to us all the time. I didn't, for whatever reason, Bo didn't think I was a great athlete. I don't know why. So
what was he watching?
So he told me to say, do this instead.
And now we're underway. Here's Max Klesman. Badgers moving to our left. A little zone look, it looks like, for the Cougars to begin the game as Klesman high on the left, surveys it, floats a pass to Blackwell. Outside right, feeds Kraus, skip pass to Max, snaps off a three left wing. Back iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Cameron Jernigan of Chicago State as the Cougars move to our right. Gabe Spinelli, the coach's son. up the floor, and he'll start the offense. To the right they move in the first half of play. Spinelli against John Blackwell. Goes high on the left for Troy McCoy Jr. Backing in on Nolan Winter. Left block, couple of pumps, pivots, walk with the ball. Turnover, Chicago State.
And defensively for Chicago State, you're going to see a bunch of junk defenses. So how does Wisconsin react to it offensively? Defensively, great job by Nolan Winter staying down and not falling for any of the shot fakes.
One of the things they will do as well is press, although they are not here in the early moments of the game, as Max Klesman left of the circle. And his pass deflected, but it gets to Blackwell. Behind Steven Kraut, kicks it to Tanjay for three. Right wing, 3-0 Wisconsin. Tanjay is a 40.5% from the arc coming into this game and wasting no time today. 3-0, the Badgers were a minute in. Gabe Spinelli, the front court, his third college stop. He's been to Monmouth and to Evansville. Dealt with a lot of injuries those years there. He has the ball outside right, dribbles left hand to the top of the circle, feeds Cameron Jernigan, operates against Blackwell, down the lane, to make that Noble Crawford down the lane, and he lost the handle as he was going to the goal. He goes out of bounds, turnover, Chicago State.
Good start for Wisconsin, aggressive on that defensive side. Don't let Chicago State get comfortable in anything they want to run.
Minute 20 gone by, just getting underway. 3-0 Wisconsin. Blackwell outside left. Cougars now straight up on the defensive end as Tanjay goes into Crowell, low on the right, goes up and in. Easy money for Steven Crowell, make it 5-0 Wisconsin. Dave Spinelli getting a screen from Noble Crawford to the front court, throwing to Crawford high on the right. He'll take three over Nolan Winter. No good. The rebound. Blackwell secures it, goes to the floor and secures the ball. Sends it now to Blackwell to the front court. Good work by John Tanjay. Here's Blackwell for three, left of the circle, and that's off the rim and out. No good. Spinelli the rebound for Chicago State. He'll push it left side of the front court. Spinelli high on the left, throwing to Troy McCoy with a shot fake from three. Now he'll take the three right of the circle. Around and out it goes. Rebound, Nolan Winter. 2:10 gone by. It's 5-0 Wisconsin. Winter throwing to Blackwell on the left wing. McCoy defending. Right hand whip to Steven Crowell. Right of the arc. He'll hand it to Tanjay off the Crowell screen. Left hand dribble. Pops it out to Winter. Rotates to Klesman. Shot clock at 12. Max against Crawford. Now it's Crowell. A near steal. Inside feed. Winter low on the right. Make it 7-0 Wisconsin.
Good ball movement by Wisconsin. They could have gotten a shot five different times there, but they go from a good shot to a great shot.
Gabe Spinelli will set the floor now for the Cougars. High screen from Jernigan. Blackwell works over it. Jernigan gets cut off by Klesman. A throw out to Matthew Robinson. Now McCoy high to the right. Shot clock at 10. A pass right side. Robinson for three in the corner. No good. Rebound Steven Crowell for Wisconsin. And here comes Klesman, right side to the front court. 3 minutes in, 7-0 the Badgers. Blackwell on the right wing, dribbles off the wing. John in the lane, one pump, tried to squeeze it out of there, but the pass intercepted. Here's Crawford down the lane to the rim. Layup is good to get Chicago State on the board.
And that's where John can't drive too deep, knowing that there's so much help. Don't drive too like that. Pass it, cut through, he'll get the ball back.
7-2 Wisconsin, not quite 3.5 minutes into the game. Winter with a flip for Klesman, around a screen from Crowell. Throws it left corner for Tanjay. Three on the way is good. John Tanjay with two early threes. 10-2 Wisconsin.
I just don't know how you guard John Tanjay.
Yeah.
I don't, because you have to close out short to him, otherwise he can go by you and get to the free throw line. Yeah. Like, he's such a tough guard.
He really is. He's got that physical maturity and then just the maturity of being a sixth-year guy. Here's Gabe Spinelli, left foul line extended, feeds Cameron Jernigan with a couple of shot fakes. Gets it back out to Spinelli, shot clock at 10. Blackwell digs in defensively. Spinelli, left foul line extended, throws to Robinson. Deep three, right of the circle. That's too long, no good. Another rebound for Steven Crowell. Outlet to Blackwell, 10-2 Wisconsin, a little more than 4 minutes gone by, and a foul is called. They are going to get Nolan Winter here, perhaps. Kelly Pfeiffer on the call. Actually, it's going to be on Noble Crawford. Check that. Be on Crawford of Chicago State as we have our first media timeout of the day. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And by Cleary Building Corp. You protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 15:48 left of the first half. Wisconsin 10, Chicago State 2. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Temperatures are falling and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Brought to you in part by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 15-48 left first half, 10-2 Wisconsin lead Chicago State is John Blackwell. Baseline right, inbounds pass, loops it out to Stephen Crow. Now it's to John Tanjay. Mobile Crawford will pick him up. Tanjay left of the circle. He'll throw it to Winter, high on the right. Looking inside, nothing there. A flip for Blackwell. He retreats, gives off to Crow. Top of the circle, sends to Klesman. Max off the left wing, now feeds Winter, rotates to Tanjay, another three on the way. It's off the rim and out, no good, and the rebound comes down to Gabe Spinelli of Chicago State. Spinelli finds Noble Crawford, inside feed. CJ Delancey at the left block, had it, lost it, out of bounds. Turnover Chicago State.
We talked about getting off to a quick start against, you know, one of these opponents. Well, that's exactly what Wisconsin has done here, 10-2. They've answered that, but that's also shows me that they built some confidence, too.
Here's Tanjay, power dribble, right lane line, goes up, missed, but a foul, and John Tanjay, who spends a good part of his game at the free throw line, will be there for the first time today. By the way, I mentioned Delancey had checked in for Chicago State, 6'9 junior, in Jonesboro, Arkansas. John Tanjay, 95% at the free throw line. Noble Crawford picked up his second foul there. First free throw for Tanjay is good. Badgers 86.5% from the foul line coming into the game. Jalen Forrest, 6'5 junior out of Decatur, Georgia, is in. And Saxby Sunderland, 6'4 junior out of Arlington, Virginia. We have a number of these players at multiple colleges. Of course, Badgers have a couple of those as well. As Tanjay hits both free throws, that's just the norm now, or certainly. I was going to say becoming the norm. I think it has become the norm.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No. Yeah, now the biggest thing is identifying the right one.
No
which
doubt.
One you want, which Wisconsin has done a great job.
Kamari McGee on the floor for Wisconsin right now. Here's Spinelli, left of the lane, pushed it up. High arching shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Tanjay. Outlet to Max Klesman. He'll take it to the front court, gives off to Tanjay. John, left of the lane, stops mid-post, turns it out to Max. Wide open three, right of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound of Jalen Forrest. 12-2 Wisconsin, 14-45 left of the first half. Robinson left wing. He'll throw it to Sunderland, feeds Forrest outside right. Nice up with John Tanjay. Now Spinelli out front against Camp, against Kamari McGee. Sunderland, Carter Gilmore defending him. Gilly off the bench. Robinson turned down the three, drives off the right wing and flipped it in with the left hand. Good work for Matthew Robinson, 12-4 Wisconsin.
And that just started with a lack of communication by Wisconsin. Two goes to the ball handler. They kick it back to the open player, and he's able to drive.
Kamari McGee sets the offense for Wisconsin. Loops around a Nolan Winter screen. A pass for Tanjay, top of the circle. Forrest defending Tanjay. He's out high. One dribble. Finds Klesman, open for three. Left wing, off the heel of the rim, no good. Max not able to find the range. Rebound cleared by Robinson. Spinelli, quick pass to Forrest. Back to Spinelli. Cuts off the right wing. Stops left lane line. Turns it back out to Matthew Robinson. Right-hand dribble. Got cut off by Gilmore. A pivot and a throw out to Spinelli. Shot clock at 12. Gabe Spinelli against Tanjay. Gets the screen. Right of the lane. And a bounce out to Robinson. Six to shoot. Here's Forrest for three. Up top. Front of the rim. No. Kamari McGee the rebound. 12-4 Wisconsin. 13:30 left of the first half. Carter Gilmore at the top of the circle. Leads it for Max Klesman. Took a look. Turned it down. Finds Winter. Rotates McGee. Kamari, baseline right. The drive pushed it up, no good. Rebound battled for. Spinelli comes out of there for Chicago State. Ahead to Forrest. Finds the trailer Sunderland. Being hounded by Max Klesman. And a soft bounce pass intended for Delancey in the lane. Picked off by Tanjay. And John goes up the floor. He got fouled by Saxby Sutherland. Sunderland, I should say. That'll be his first.
And this is a game, if you're coach guard, you just try to keep everyone focused for as long as you can. Just every little play, every little decision, like Kamari at Greenbrier in the tournament, he's not driving there trying to score. He's driving there trying to kick out. Now, he thinks because he's got enough of an angle, he can maybe go up and score that one. He hits the underside of the rim, isn't able to do that.
Inbounds pass to Kamari McGee, trying to disrupt is Troy McCoy. McGee goes to the floor and is guilty of a travel.
Like I just said, just the little things.
To set the five of the four for Wisconsin, you got McGee, Blackwell, Gilmore, Stephen Crow, and then Jack Janicki enters the game. 13:03 left in the half, 12-4 Wisconsin. Sunderland brings it up. A year at Longwood, a year at East Carolina for him in his career. Now at Chicago State, McCoy. Baseline right, trying to back on McGee. Backing in the lane. Finds Sunderland. Reverse layup, no good. Going left to right. Rebound tipped in the air, pulled down by Blackwell. John to the front court for Wisconsin. Hits the brakes, top of the circle. It's a pass back from Stephen Crow. Does Blackwell. Now throws to Gilmore at the top of the arc. Gilmore darts to Blackwell, high on the left. McCoy defending. Inside feed. Caught by Crow. Left of the lane. Cameron Jernigan defending. Backing is Crow at the left block. Backing. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Good. Crow with four. And the Badgers lead 14-4 with 12:17 left in the half. Sunderland hands off to Jalen Forrest at the midcourt logo. A feed for McCoy. Right-hand dribble across the top of the key as they get the weave game going. Here's Forrest, drives the lane, push it up right-hand, missed, but a foul. And Jalen Forrest will go to the free throw line.
And that's what Chicago State is looking to do. They're running just a weave action. And then at one point, wherever they feel like they have that advantage, they're going to try to turn that corner, get to the free throw line, and try to get to the paint. Wisconsin has done a good job of guarding that weave. For the most part, I was this time a little bit caught behind, and that's where the foul comes from.
They get Blackwell with a foul, his first. Chicago State is 65% from the free throw line, and they don't get there a ton. First free throw is good for Forrest, who has made two-thirds of his foul shot so far this season. Greg Spate, 6'7", sophomore at Plantation, Florida, checks in for Saxby Sunderland. 14-5 Wisconsin, 12:05 left in the first half. Jalen Forrest, the 6'5 junior, good on the first free throw and good on the second. 14-6 the Badgers. Chicago State just 2 of 10 from the floor, now putting on some backcourt pressure as the Badgers expected. And here's Kamari McGee working against it. Throws it across half court for Carter Gilmore. Bounces it back to McGee, getting out of the double team. Now Gilly, right wing. Leaves it for Jack Janicki, and he'll drift back up top. Janicki, the redshirt freshman out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, feeds Gilmore at the top of the circle. Rotates to Blackwell. Open three, left wing. That's off the right side iron, no good. Rebound, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Jernigan of Chicago State. They'll check it. They'll say off it. Thought it was off at Jernigan at Chicago State. We'll hit the under 12 media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more. And when the holidays get real, start at Kohl's and Kohl's.com, where you'll find amazing Black Friday deals and everything you need all in one place so you can focus on the moments that matter. Kohl's, where families come first. 11:39 left of the first half, Wisconsin 14, Chicago State 6. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
FSN Vision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seeds you need for the people you trust. Contact your local FSN Vision and High Soy retailer or visit ffseed.com to learn more. 11:39 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, Chicago State 6.
The first 4 minutes, this team answered the question as far as coming out playing aggressive. The next four, not so much. And in games like this, it happens. But you've got to keep your foot on the gas, and you've got to continue offensively to play with the pace that you're used to.
It is Wisconsin basketball. They inbound it. Jack Janicki left of the circle, throws to Gilmore. Carter at the free throw line. Whistle in the lane is Troy McCoy. Tough matchup there. He is guilty. Going to grapple with Stephen Crowell. McCoy is 6'5 against the 7-footer. That'll be the first on Troy McCoy, and McGee will inbound it with another 20 on the shot clock. Baseline right is Kamari. Gets it into Carter Gilmore on the right wing, throws it out to Janicki. And a soft bounce for Crowell. That's intercepted. Cameron Jernigan left of the lane, goes to the goal, and spikes it with the right hand. Cameron Jernigan with the dunk, and it's 14-8 Wisconsin, 11:20 left in the half. Lazy with those passes, and Chicago State made him pay. McGee outside left, high screen Crowell, a throw to Gilmore, finding Blackwell on the right wing. Goes into Crowell, right of the lane. Crowell starting to back on Jernigan. Stevie backing right, block goes up and in off the window.
Wisconsin's going to have that every possession.
Yep.
They can touch the post every possession if they want.
16-8 Wisconsin with 10:55 left in the first half. Gabe Spinelli back in there to run the offense. Hands off to Spate. Feeds Forrest and an offensive foul here against Chicago State. And they're going to point to Jernigan, and that's the second on Cameron Jernigan. So Scott Spinelli going to his bench. C.J. Delancey will come in. And the Badgers subbing as well. Xavier Amos on the floor. John Tanjay and Max Klesman joining Blackwell and Crowell. 10:48 left first half. 16-8 Wisconsin leading Chicago State. Here's Xavier Amos. Here's off to Klesman. Curls off the left wing in the lane to the rim. Layup good. There you go. Threes aren't falling, so drive it.
Well, maybe that gets Max going. Obviously, didn't play well against Pitt. Slow start early this morning. But he's going to have to score at the level that everyone expects him to.
Here's McCoy, left wing three. Clipped the right side iron, no good. Klesmet the rebound. 18-8 Wisconsin. 10-24 left in the half. High pass, pulled down by Crowell. Low on the right, goes up, gets fouled. And Stephen Crowell will go to the free throw line. Nice delivery from Max Klesmet, setting up Crowell. And Stephen will go to the free throw line.
And I think we've got our answer on the next four. Yep. We talked about the first four, they played really good. Next four after that, not so much. The start of this four, they're playing much better.
Crowell on Troy McCoy Jr., that is his second. Stephen Crowell at the free throw line. 11 of 16 this early season for Stephen, and he's short with the first free throw.
The only bad part about Steve this year is he's only made two threes. That means I've only been able to hit you twice.
I know.
I mean, last year I was hitting you all the time early on.
My right arm thanks you. I have a feeling that's going to change as we move forward. Second free throw is good.
Keep the ice ready. Yeah. All right? Keep it ready.
Steven with one out of two. 19-8 Wisconsin. 10-17 left in the half. Jalen Forrest left of the lane. Backing in on Max. Mid-post left. Turns and scores. First bucket for Jalen Forrest. There's a couple of free throws to go with that. 19-10 Wisconsin. Halfway through this first half. Here's John Tonchet. Barreling off the left wing in the lane. Shot spiked out of bounds by C.J. Delancey. Badgers keep it. 20 on the shot clock.
That's what John and both Johns, actually, John Blackwell and John Tonchet, do so well, is just rip and go. With the catch on the wing, rip and go, get to the basket.
Blackwell, baseline left. He'll throw it out near half court for Klesmet. Gets it to Amos high on the left. Goes into Crowell. They get the double on Stevie. And Tanjay's wide open, flashing down the lane, catching and dunking.
He does that pretty good, too. Cut to the front of the rim.
Yes, he does. 21-10 Wisconsin. Spinelli, a little driving kick. Greg Spade on the right wing. 9:40 left in the first half. 11-point lead, Wisconsin. Spinelli throws it out to Sunderland. Back in there. Gets it off to Jalen Forrest. Backing in on Klesmet. Forrest right of the lane. Starts to back. Little hedge from Crowell. A kick out. Right side for Spate. Shot clock at 5. Spate left-hand dribble, top of the key. Operates against Crowell. Spin move. Bobble got it back. Contested shot. And that was blocked by Crowell. Shot clock violation. Good work by Steven there.
Move the big puppies a little bit.
Yeah,
move the feet
did.
A little bit.
Yes, sir. Steven will come out. Nolan Winter is back in. 9:18 left in the first half. 21-10, Wisconsin leading Chicago State.
You can see offensively the focus is a little bit more
during
this stretch. That's why they're getting the looks that they want. They're really getting whatever they want.
Xavier Amos with a pass for Max Klesmet. Throwing a Winter right of the circle. Feeds Tanjay. John right side. Throws it back to Winter. Sends to Amos. Rotates left wing for Klesmet. Max off the Amos screen. A pass for Blackwell. Dribbling baseline left. Stops. Jump pass Amos. Put it on the deck one time. Low on the left. Goes up. Missed the chip shot. Rebound comes down to C.J. Delancey of Chicago State. And here comes Gabe Spinelli across half court. High screen Delancey. And now a pass slipped into Delancey. Up right hand. Rattles out. No good. Rebound Nolan Winter. And he got tied up by Delancey. Arrow to Chicago State.
Last offensive possession, when you look at Xavier, him roll into the basket. His feet are too close. Then he throws in and misses that layup because there's no balance, which means no power to explode up to the rim.
21-10 Wisconsin, 8:44 left in the half. Spinelli inbounds to Delancey. Moving in on Winter. Right block turns up over Nolan. Off the right side iron, no good. Tipped up and in. I think that was Sunderland who got a hand on it.
Yeah, and that's what's going to get Greg upset, because those are the ones you can't give up. The offensive rebounds we talked about early on in this game, you can't do that.
21-12 Wisconsin. Tanjay with a quick three left side. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Chicago State. Matthew Robinson cuts off the left wing. Floats to Sunderland. High on the right. And he brings it back out front. Curls outside left, where he'll leave it for Greg Spinelli. Gabe Spinelli, I should say. Here's Forrest. Mid-range Jay. Good. Jalen Forrest with 6, and Chicago State has pulled it within 7.
That's usually what happens when you don't have a blockout, then you take a quick 3. All of a sudden, that's a 4 points for a Chicago State team that's been, you know, having a hard time scoring the basketball.
21-14 Wisconsin, 7:55 left in the half. Amos goes cross-court for Tanjay, and on the attack, he gets fouled by Saxby Sunderland. That will be his second. 1-1 coming up when play continues. We're at the under 8 media timeout. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. We'll take a break. 7:52 left of the first half. Wisconsin 21, Chicago State 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results, Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a big farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. The first half, 21-14, Wisconsin leading Chicago State is John Tunjay back to the free throw line where he is 2 for 2. He has 10 points. The lead all scorers so far. It's a 1-1, and the front end is good.
Such a luxury here to have a guy that not only gets the free throw line but makes free throws. Yeah. And it seems like Wisconsin basketball has always had that. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, it's been one of those things that you focus on time and time again. It's the same thing Bo did and Greg did, but John's been so good this year at that.
And he hits both free throws. He is now 64 out of 67 at the foul line this year. 9-point lead for the Badgers. Matthew Robinson out between the arcs. He'll flip it to Forrest outside left, matched up with John Tunjay. Forrest holds it off the right hip and looks. Gives it up to Gabe Spinelli. He's with Blackwell between the circles. Spinelli with a bounce for Delancey. Faces up against Nolan Winter. A handoff to Sunderland. 5 on the shot clock. Now Sunderland picked up by Winter on the switch. A throw out to Forrest. 2 to shoot, 1 to shoot. Spinelli will for 3. It's around the rim and out. No good. And a rebound secured by Nolan Winter of Wisconsin. Blackwell to the front court for the Badgers. Throwing to Nolan. Stops at the free throw line. Ball's knocked loose, but Tunjay is there to clean it up. And John will reset the offense. Throwing to Carter Gilmore. Quick pass Blackwell. Fakes the 3. John, baseline left. Turns it out to Gilly. He'll take the 3. Left side. That's over everything. Weak side board Spinelli. Ahead it goes to Matthew Robinson. Drives the lane. Little spin. Goes up. Low on the left. No. Delancey a tip attempt. No. Nolan Winter clears for Wisconsin. Outlet to Max Klesman. Left side line to the front court. 6:45 left in the half. 23-14 Wisconsin. Nice feed inside. Oh, Carter Gilmore on the reverse, left to right. Beautifully done. 25-14 Wisconsin.
There you go, Gilly.
Get it right back. A 3 goes awry, so just go attack the iron.
Absolutely.
Badgers up 11. Spinelli outside left. And he puts it on the deck, and he gets fouled by Blackwell. It's going to be 2 on John.
What you talk about? We know Carter's extended his range, but what does he do best? Finishes around the rim, creates energy, gives energy to this team.
Defend.
Do that. Like, yeah. Get back to that. And that's where we talked about playing a Chicago State team. Sometimes you get out of what you do really well easily, right, against teams like this.
Yeah, it could be a trap that's very easy to fall into. Here's a jump pass, Forrest to Delancey, gets it back to Jalen Forrest. Kamari McGee and Nolan Winter are back in, or make that Stephen Crowell back in for Wisconsin. Here's Delancey, left corner three, and that's over everything, and it's grabbed by Carter Gilmore. 6:07 left in the half, 25-14 Wisconsin. Kamari McGee outside left, looped it into Crowell, left of the lane, throws it out to Tanjay, snaps off a three right side, front rim no, long rebound Spinelli. He's pushing, Tanjay and McGee getting back quickly defensively, a throw back out to Robinson, feeds four, steps into a three right of the circle, in and out, no good. Crowell the rebound, outlet to Klesman. 25-14 Wisconsin, 5:40 left in the first half. Stephen Crowell with a pass for Tanjay, outside left. Tanjay loops it inside. Crowell catches. Darts it out to Max. He'll take a three right side. That's in and out. No good. Rebound. Gilmore kept it alive. Low on the right. Then lost it. Here comes Sunderland up the floor for Chicago State. Saxby Sunderland trying to back down Max Klesman. A throw out to Robinson. Feeds Spinelli out between the arcs. 25-14 Wisconsin, 5:13 left in the half. Spinelli left-hand dribble, pivots, finds Forrest. Long two on the way, right side off the rim and in, and going down and shaken up is Jalen Forrest. Awkward landing there and favoring that right leg. It's 25-16 Wisconsin with 5:06 left in the first half of play. And the athletic trainers coming out for Chicago State, as well as head coach Scott Spinelli. Taking a look at the replay here. I think he landed on the foot there of John Tanjay, so that's, which can happen, you know, to a jump shooter or anybody airborne, where you land on someone else's foot. And that right ankle, right foot turned on him. He gets up and he's walking toward the bench on his own.
Yeah, and that's, you know, again, that's one where the official just missed that one. If he lands on the foot, that should have been a foul. It's one of those things that they really look at.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, it's called even when you don't land on the foot, if it's close enough, because they're trying to protect the shooter.
And as far as Jalen Forrest, this is as good as he's going to feel the rest of the day, right?
I mean, just, absolutely. And for sure. I mean, you know, John got away with a foul.
He did.
Absolutely.
He absolutely did. So the Badgers will be back on offense, 25-16 Wisconsin, 5:06 left in the first half. Jalen Forrest with 8 first-half points here for the Cougars.
Played pretty well for him.
He has. Kamari McGee out there with Xavier Amos, Max Klesman, John Tanjay, and Stephen Crowell. As Chicago State extends that zone with the ball, is Amos now feeds McGee, finds Klesman. Max left in the circle, shovels it to Crowell, a bounce top of the arc. Trying to get the cutter, pass stolen away. Here comes Matthew Robinson pushing. He'll leave it for Cameron Jernigan, left of the lane. Now Sunderland in the paint. It's a pass away to Gabe Spinelli. He'll drift back out front. Spinelli operates against Klesman. The lane goes up, left hand too strong, and a foul called on Max. And free throws coming up here for Chicago State with 4:33 left in the first half.
And this is where Wisconsin in general, you've only got 4 turnovers, but all of your turnovers have been live ball turnovers.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden Chicago State has been able to transition and get some sort of looks.
Yep.
Now, you can live with a couple of different turnovers, but the live ball turnovers are the ones that absolutely drive you nuts, because it pretty much puts points on the board for Chicago State team, who, when you have them in their half-court defense, they haven't really been able to score a whole lot.
Gabe Spinelli hit the first free throw and hits both of them. He has struggled mightily through the first 8 games. He was just 48% for the foul line. You wouldn't know it as he knocks down 2 here. 25-18 Wisconsin. Cutting off the right wing is Tanjay, stopping. Ball knocked loose, patted out of bounds, and it was smacked off of Tanjay, and another Wisconsin turnover. Not live ball, but a turnover nonetheless. 25-18 Wisconsin, as the Badgers have gotten back into that sloppy mode, as John Blackwell will come in for Xavier Amos.
And one of the reasons, if you're a bench player in a game like this, you've got to stay dialed in. You can't have those mental lapses because your leash is just shorter than everybody else. You're trying to get more minutes. You're trying to prove to the coach staff what you can do. And we're seeing that a little bit here.
There's Matthew Robinson. Hands off to Cameron Jernigan of Sunderland. Driving right lane line to the rim. And the layup attempt is just gobbled up by Stephen Crow. Tanjay pushing. Throwing to McGee. Left corner three. Off the rim. No good. Spinelli the rebound. Up the middle he comes. Now he'll drift out to the left side. With 3:55 left in the first half, Spinelli spinning. Right block up over Tanjay. Up the glass and rim, no good. Rebound tipped to Max Klesman. And Max on the move against Sunderland. Stops right wing. Skips it off to Blackwell. He'll try a three left wing, and that's good. First points for Blackwell today. 28-18, Wisconsin.
A really good screen there by John Tanjay. Realizing that John Blackwell was opposite of him to set that inside screen to get a wide open look.
3:25 left of the first half. Robinson around a Jernigan screen. Drives on Klesman. Max reaching in. Called for the foul. That's two on Klesman as we have the under four media timeout. Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports. From the experts at the State Journal, go to BadgerExtra.com or search your app store today. 3:22 left in the first half. Wisconsin 28, Chicago State 18. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Jerry?
Ah! Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
Big savings?
Yep, which means...
It's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023, CY Industry reported total sales.
Menards is a proud sponsor. Wisconsin Athletics reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. U.S. Bank scoreboard update. A couple Big Ten football games going on right now. At the half at Wrigley Field, Illinois leads Northwestern 14-10. And they're in the final minute of the first half in Columbus. Michigan and Ohio State tied at 10. 3:22 left of the first half here as we get you back to basketball. Wisconsin 28, Chicago State 18.
We've talked about the bench players right now, only two bench points for Wisconsin. And it's one of those where Jack Janik has been so good, but he's come out flat. Xavier Amos, it's a situation where he could kind of get some more cred as far as belief in the coach at times, get some more minutes as he kind of got some Big Ten games coming up. Hasn't played great so far this first half. So this is an opportunity for those bench guys to come in and have a statement here.
First free throw is good for Matthew Robinson, junior out of Miramar, Florida. Second free throw for the left-hander is good. And it's 28-20. Wisconsin presses on from Chicago State. Inbounds pass to Jack Janicki. Being hounded in the backcourt. Sunderland's on him. Forrest trying to get a trap. Janicki throws out of it. Gets it across half court to Blackwell. He's double-teamed. Bounces it out to Janicki. Rotates to Kamari McGee at the left point. Kamari will drift it out between the arcs. Flips it to John Tanjay. Rotates to Janicki high on the right. Janicki with a feed for Crow. Eight to shoot. Crowd gives off to Blackwell. Five to shoot. Blackwell pulls off the left wing in the lane. Fades, flips 10 feet away. Too long, no good. Rebound back tapped, but it's secured by Sunderland of Chicago State. And a chance to cut further into this deficit. Robinson for three straight away. Off the back of the rim, no good. Janicki the rebound. 28-20, Wisconsin. 2:40 left of the first half. Here's Tanjay barreling left lane line. Turns, fades, and around and out it goes. Rebound, Crowell low on the right with the putback. 30-20, Wisconsin. 2:28 left of the first half.
Sometimes if shots aren't falling, you just go and get the basketball off the rebound as well. That's exactly what Big Steve did there.
He has nine. Does Crowell. Forrest throwing left side. Robinson dribbles off the left wing. Out to Cameron Jernigan. Lets it back out to Robinson off the left wing. The floater with the left hand is good. Robinson with six.
Scott's just over-switched there. There was no need to over-switch. No need to, you know, we call that kind of a one of those times where you just read it too quickly.
30-22, Wisconsin. 1:52 left of the first half. Janicki being hounded by Robinson. Hands off to John Tanjay on the right sideline. Now takes the top of the arc, driving down the lane to the rim, and he is rejected inside. Here comes Forrest. He's pushing for Chicago State. Feeding left wing. Three in the way is good for Greg Spate. And here comes Chicago State as it has pulled to within five. Timeout Wisconsin with a minute 36 left of the first half. It's 30-25. The Badgers.
Offensively right now, what Chicago State is doing to slow down Wisconsin is they're pressed a little bit. So now Wisconsin's gotten into their offense at 16 seconds. We're seeing Wisconsin this year play with much more pace. What aren't we seeing right now because of some of the pressure and then some of the, I want to say, because they can get what they want, Wisconsin, but they're trying to make the great play. And right now, the pace at which they're moving, it's not there on the offensive end. And then you're having the carryover come over on the defensive end. The emergency switches that they have, or that's the term, they're switching, but they're not emergency switches, where sometimes you live with that. And that's what they're getting a little bit too much into right now. And then that's creating the mismatches defensively to give Chicago State some of the looks that they've gotten here the last couple possessions.
Here comes Kamari McGee for Wisconsin, throwing to Janicki in the front court. Zone continues from Chicago State. Janicki for three, right side. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound to Chicago State.
The three you needed.
Yeah. There's Matthew Robinson securing the rebound. Now Jalen Forrest out high. High screen from Jernigan. Picked up by Kamari McGee. A throw to Spate outside right. Minute 10 left in the half. 5-point lead, Wisconsin. Sunderland goes with the dribble in the lane. Floats it back out to Robinson. Little jab step. Shot clock at 8. Robinson baseline right. Out to Jernigan. Tries a three right of the circle. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound Janicki for Wisconsin. With 55 seconds left in the first half. 30-25, Wisconsin. Tanjay out front. Tanjay with a bounce for Crowell on the perimeter on the right side. Whips it back to Tanjay. Rotates McGee left side. Kamari brings it back out front. Finds Blackwell. John steps back. Three in the air. That clipped off the right side iron. Crowell the rebound. Finds Tanjay to the rim and the layup is good.
Tanjay does a great job of cutting to the front of the rim. When you cut to the front of the rim, what, Matt?
Yeah, good things happen. Thank you very much.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm learning. And a timeout taken by Chicago State. Shot clock dark. 24 and a half seconds left of the first half. 32-25, Wisconsin.
Defensively, they've given up 25 points.
Mm-hmm.
Even though some of it's been sloppy, some of it has been live ball turnovers, a couple of offensive rebounds, still a really good defense performance.
Yes.
Now, offensively, this is where we're only scoring 32 right now. Like, I've used the word pace a lot, but it just feels like they're out of sorts a little bit. Some of it's been the defense that Chicago's done, the garbage defenses, presses, 1-3-1s, man-to-man. They're mixing it all up. How do you handle that? How do you recognize it? How quickly are you recognizing it? That's the stuff where Wisconsin's just been a little slow this morning.
Badgers 3 of 16 from the arc, 12 of 31 overall. You're Chicago State. You're 1 of 12 from 3. You're 31% overall, and you're only down 7 to the 15th ranked team in the country. If you're Scott Spinelli, you're fired up about that, and they could have the last possession if they so choose here. No shot clock, 24 and a half seconds left in the half.
If I'm them, I'm absolutely taking the last shot.
Well, these guys, yes. Watching them, you never know, but
no,
yes.
I would agree.
But yeah. Let it fly with about 3 seconds left or so. Here's Sunderland getting the inbounds pass. Cameron Hunter out there for Wisconsin. 6'2 junior out of Bryant, Arkansas. 15 seconds left in the half. Muncher trying to dig in. Sunderland left-hand hip-high dribble, drifting around a Jernigan screen, and a foul is called. They have a couple to give, and Muncher will use one of them. His first and the team's fifth. 10.2 seconds left in the half. Hunter, McGee, Janicki, Tanjay, and Crowell out there for Wisconsin. Jalen Forrest, sideline left. Inbounding to Sunderland. Sunderland off the left wing, and the lane goes up and no good. Rebound to McGee with 5 seconds left in the half. Out to Janicki with two, with one. Beyond half court, lets it fly, and it's short, no good. And the first half has come to an end. Well, a couple of decent sequences and then a couple of sloppy sequences, and the Badgers up by just 7 here at halftime at the Kohl Center. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. At the break, Wisconsin 32, Chicago State 25. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
97.5 FM WFHR would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show, Thursdays at 9 a.m.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Clay.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
At the half, Wisconsin 32, Chicago State 25. John Tanjay with 14 first half points. Jalen Forrest has 8 to lead the way for the Cougars. Well, we're seeing this again, Brian. A Wisconsin team playing a team that should not match up well, but the Badgers are letting them stay in the game.
Yeah, Chicago State, one of the worst teams in college basketball. We'll say it is what it is. You look at the numbers, all the metrics, that's what it says. They're hanging around. I think a lot of it is what Wisconsin's doing offensively. Defensively, you're giving up 25. It's your live ball turnovers. And offensively, you're standing and looking way too much. You move with the pace that you moved against Pitt, and you're going to continue now to build on this lead, and it'll be a 20-point game by the end of the half. But you got to do that to start the second half.
I've seen this many times with Wisconsin over the years. Sloppy in the first half, anything but sloppy in the second. We'll see if that's the case here today. Badgers up 7 at halftime. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Ensure carefully, dream fearlessly. We'll hear from the Badgers' John Blackwell coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it.
Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays, Usinger's famous sausage? If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time for our halftime conversation as we check in with Badgers sophomore guard John Blackwell. Off to a terrific start coming into today's game, averaging 16 points per outing. Now, as we all know, the Badgers are scoring at a clip that we just haven't seen from a Wisconsin team to start the year. Yeah, they're enjoying that, but John enjoys how they're getting those points.
It's more fun playing with guys you like enjoy playing with, and we're sharing the ball and we're just having fun out there playing together. Obviously, we're taking the game for real serious, but when you're just having fun out there with the guys, getting up shots and defending and beating teams, I mean, what more can you ask for? Yeah, and your coach has so much trust in you that we're going to get it done, so yeah.
You know, part of that, too, I was talking to John Tanjay about this. There's no panic with you guys. I mean, John's been around. Stevie's been around. It's your second year. But even if a game doesn't start well, you guys don't seem like you freak out. You just kind of stick with it, and things tend to work out well.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of basketball to be played. My dad told me that as a youngin'. Even when I was watching college games, I was like, oh, this game over, Dad. They losing by 15. And he's like, oh, the game's not over. It's a lot of basketball we play. So I just tell the guys, like, as me as a point guard, I gotta weather the storm. I gotta tell everybody it's gonna be all right. I mean, last game we were down 14. I told the guys it's gonna be all right. It's a lot of basketball to be played.
We'll have more of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or Choose Chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you're planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose Chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We continue with our halftime conversation and more from John Blackwell. I asked him what he learned as a freshman that is helping him now in his second go-round as a Wisconsin Badger.
Every game has a new obstacle. Whether you're not scoring it, how are you going to impact winning? Whether you're scoring it, how are you going to finish out? Because your scoring don't matter if you don't win the game. So I think those, as a young player, I just want to get buckets sometimes. Just focusing on that and then the mental aspect of just being a leader, picking your teammates up at all times, even if you're having a bad day out there. And then the last thing, I obviously seen it from my vets and just guys that were before me, taking care of your body as how many minutes you're playing. I mean, I think, I don't know how many minutes I'm averaging, but I look and it's 35, 40 sometimes. You got to take care of your body so you can perform on a night in, night out basis at the same way or better. That's how you just take care of your body.
That is Badgers sophomore guard John Blackwell. Stay with us. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. That's up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital